Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
Well, concerns in Europe about chemicals have led to a new law that just went into effect there. It's called REACH, short for Registration, Evaluation, Authorization, and Restriction of Chemicals. And the European Union law is certainly far-reaching and controversial. For the first time, makers of more than 30,000 chemicals must test and prove their substances and the products they're used in are safe for people and the environment. The law also applies to U.S. companies that export chemicals to the EU. The American Chemistry Council, which represents U.S. manufacturers, opposed the 800-page-long regulation, charging it was overly complex and costly. But Steve Russell of the Chemistry Council says the law is the law.
At the moment, U.S. companies are working very hard to make sure they're prepared to comply with REACH. We think the jury is still out on whether it will deliver its anticipated benefits, at least in the way that its proponents anticipate.
Proponents here say we should also have something like REACH because current U.S. chemical regulations are largely voluntary. Still, Joel Tickner, a professor of environmental health at the University of Massachusetts Lowell, thinks the European law will change the way American companies do business in the U.S.
I think it'll have a positive effect ultimately. It's going to force companies to start thinking about how to design safer chemicals and to think about the toxicity of chemicals that have been essentially allowed to be used for the past 40 years without any regulation.
The U.S. exports about $14 billion worth of chemicals to Europe each year. Complying with the new EU law is estimated to cost American manufacturers about $14 million annually.